Good morning, Audio Boo. It's me again. Yeah, 3 weeks to the exam. Been doing some more revision. Got into my schedule now. We had a tutorial online on Monday night, which went well. One of the things in the exam, we get three journal articles, so we get to study those in advance, but then we get asked questions on them. So we were looking at the things that might possibly come up. So one of the things I've been revising is different modulation schemes for radio signals and how that applies to Wi-Fi standards. And so this is more for my benefit than anybody else. If you're interested in modulation schemes, you might like to hear my understanding of it. I thought if I can explain it, then it's a good way of it sinking in. So different ways of getting a signal with a radio wave. The simplest way is on-off keying, where you just either have a signal or you don't have a signal. That gives you your ones and zeros. Problem with that is if you're not getting a signal, you don't know if you're getting a signal because there's genuinely a zero being transmitted or that you've lost the signal. So there are drawbacks to that. Second scheme, you can modulate the amplitude of a signal, which is the basis of AM radio. It's also some drawbacks to that, in that you're limited in the number of amplitudes that you can pick out from the signal by how sensitive your equipment is. So yeah, that's one way of doing it. You can change the phase of the signal, which is flipping it over 180 degrees. If you imagine a sine wave on a screen, sine wave's going up and down. You change the phase a bit. That indicates you've got. If you change the phase, that counts as a one. If you don't change the phase, that's a zero. So that's phase shift keying. But the interesting one, and the one that's the basis of a lot of technology, particularly digital television, is called quadrature amplitude modulation. That's where, again, if you imagine a sine wave on a screen, that's your in-phase wave, then put a second sine wave on top of that one and shift it 90 degrees in advance, so the waves are out of phase by 90 degrees. And you'll notice something interesting about that graph, if you can picture it, that the Q wave, the wave that's in advance of the I wave, will always be 90 degrees in advance. If you plotted it out with a calculator and worked out the sine of your degrees from 0 to 360, you'll notice that there's always that constant relationship between the two waves. So if you pick up a signal and you see two waves, you can work out which one's the I wave and which one's the Q wave just by looking at the relationship between them. And that's called the quadrature relationship between those two waves. Now what that means is that you can broadcast two signals at the same time on the same frequency, and that gives you the opportunity of doubling the amount of data that you put down. The way that you do it is you change the amplitude of the signals independently. That means that the two signals, you can tell which one's which, and they can have different amplitudes. And that's called an orthogonal relationship because they're independent of each other. If you imagine it like the axes on a graph, that's orthogonal axes. So the X and the Y are independent. And that means you can plot different values for the amplitudes of each wave to give you multiple symbols. So if you just have four amplitudes, two amplitudes for each wave, and call them plus one and minus one, plot those on a graph, that gives you four symbols. For four independent symbols means that for one period of time you can transmit two bits of data. So it's 00, 01, 10, 11. So that's immediately giving you double the data in the same time. Even better than that, if you have three pairs of amplitudes or four pairs of amplitudes, you start getting multiple ranges of symbols. So you could have what's called 16 cam, where you have 16 different symbols, and that gives you four bits of data. The relationship between the bits of data and the number of symbols is 2 to the n, where n is the number of bits, gives you the number of symbols. So if you've got 16 symbols, you get 4 bits. If you've got 64 symbols, you get 6 bits. So you can transmit 6 bits of data in one time period, as opposed to just one bit of data in other modulation schemes. So that's why if you're transmitting a lot of data, it's a very useful standard, useful way of getting information quickly, which is what you need for something like digital television. So that is your quadrature amplitude modulation and why it's important. And that's what I've been learning this week. So I know there's going to be a question on that in the paper. That's something there's a reasonable bet on, based on looking at past papers and the paper that we've been studying. It's a nice sunny day. I'm on my way to Manchester as usual. It was foggy on the top, but the sun's come out and looks like it's going to be a warm day. Hopefully get some stuff completed today. I'm back in the office in Leeds tomorrow, and there's stress there. There's lots of changes going on, and lots of projects where we're really under pressure to get things done. So I shall not go into that. Ask me about it offline if you're interested. But it's a stressful situation at the moment. But, I'm going to enjoy the sunshine. I'm going to get some work done today. I'm going to go out for a walk at lunchtime. So I hope everybody has a nice day, wherever in the world you may be. And I'll speak to you all again soon.